يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to one and all. May Allah accept us for His deen. Allahu Akbar. Allah has given us another opportunity. Yes, the solar calendar belongs to Allah. The lunar calendar belongs to Allah. All, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yes, the month January has come in. Every one of us need to improve. Alhamdulillah, need to become better. Alhamdulillah, just keep a few points in mind. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam was not born in December, even in Luke, which is a chapter in the Bible. He was born during the hot times, during the spring, during the times where the crop were green, the grass was green, the weather was warm. And also, at this time of the year, in the lands of the Levant, Palestine, Syria, it's very, very cold. May Allah make it easy for the Ummah that are suffering there. How many children are losing their lives in the tents there? Allah make it easy for them. Yes, the word day is repeated in the Quran Kareem 365 times. Yes, this calendar also belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the calendar that we should also use, which is closest to Sunnah, is the lunar calendar. And look how much of barakah in that. We calculate our months with the lunar, through the moon, with Allah's permission, and our salahs are actually analyzed, the times of salahs using the sun. So all belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what's so interesting about the lunar is that throughout the year, the season changes. So Ramadan will change every year slightly, few days, 10 days, 15 days, it'll change. Actually 10 days approximately. And what happens then is the season changes, so that it's not that only one area has a shorter fast and another area a longer fast, or somewhere the fast is always in summer and elsewhere the fast is always in winter. No, tahajjud is for some in summer, for others in winter, and then it changes. The fast is for some in summer, for others in winter, and then it changes. Everyone gets an opportunity and a chance, alhamdulillah, to experience the longer fast, the shorter fast, the fast in hot seasons, the fast in cold seasons. And subhanallah, this is the beauty in the system of Islam, and this is the justice and subhanallah of our deen. So alhamdulillah, yes, this time of the year has come in, but for believers, every day Allah gives us is a day to please Allah. Every opportunity Allah gives us is an opportunity to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, as believers, we were supposed to be objective in taking Allah's deen to humanity with character and with wise words. We should be traveling for that also, alhamdulillah. But many of us are traveling already. So let us travel with character. Let us, alhamdulillah, seize the opportunity to share the deen of Allah, alhamdulillah. There's a great sahabiya, radiallahu anha. She embraced Islam and she hailed from the lands of Egypt. Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Hazrat Hatib bin Abi Balta'a, radiallahu anhu, to present his Mubarak letter, epistle, to the ruler of Alexandria, who was known as Muqawqis. That was his title. His name was Juraij ibn Mina. Our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a letter to this ruler. When the sahabi arrived there, the king saw him from his balcony. He called the sahabi up. He climbed. He got to the ruler. He greeted respectfully. And then he presented Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's letter. And enshrined in it was, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Min Muhammadin Abdullahi wa Rasulih ila al-Muqawqis azim al-Qibt. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the servant of Allah and his messenger. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is speaking to a Christian king, and he's showing him that the anbiya are the servants of Allah as well, and they are the messengers of Allah as well, to Muqawqis, the great man of the Coptic community, the Coptic tribe. Salamun ala man ittaba' al-huda. Peace be upon those who follow guidance. As for what comes next, I call you and invite you to Islam. Become Muslim, you will find peace. Become Muslim, Allah will give you the reward double fold. Why? Because you were following Isa alayhi salam, now you'll be following Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, you'll get double the reward. But if you turn away from the truth, because Isa alayhi salam is true, now you're turning away from the other man of Allah that is true, then upon you will be the sin of the other Coptics. فَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ إِثْمُ الْقِبْتِ. Interestingly, one is the sin of refusing the truth. The other is the sin of stopping others from the truth. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in his letter was enshrined this verse of the Quran Kareem, Surah Ali Imran, ayat number 64. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ أَلَّا نَعْبُدَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ وَلَا نُشْرِكَ بِهِ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُولُوا اشْهَدُوا بِأَنَّا مُسْلِمُونَ. Say, O people of the book, come to a statement, a teaching, a word that is equal and that is similar between us. And what is that fundamental? That we do not worship other than Allah and we do not ascribe partners unto Him. Subhanallah. This is the fundamental. This is why we mentioned recently Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Hazrat Adi ibn Hatim. Adi ibn Hatim's sister received wonderful treatment in Madinah Munawwara. When she was released, she was left to go, but Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I won't just let you go alone, the roads are dangerous. But when you know or meet a caravan, a tribe traveling to where your brother is, then you tell me, I will send you with honor. And she did meet some people in the next few days who also came to Madinah Munawwara, and then she sought Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's permission. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam released her with ikram, and then she returned to her brother. She was very upset that her brother forgot her, but she motivated him to come to Madinah Munawwara. When he arrived in Madinah Munawwara, he was amazed that people knew him. This is in Musnad al-Imam Ahmad. They knew him due to the fame of his father's generosity. And when he comes to Masjid al-Nabawi, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gets up and welcomes Adi ibn Hatim. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam takes him home. He says, en route to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's home, there was an elderly lady who stopped him. He heard her out. He saw to her needs. He made arrangements for her. And Hazrat Adi says, I was wondering, is this a king or a Nabi? This cannot be the nature of a king. Where can a king be so approachable? This has to be Allah's man. And in the home of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he describes what he saw there, the simplicity, the akhlaq, the ikram. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him the same point, that we are supposed to be worshipping Allah and not take creation as gods besides Allah. وَلَا يَتَّخِذَ بَعْضُنَا بَعْضًا أَرْبَابًا مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ. So Adi ibn Hatim asked Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but how do we worship creation besides Allah? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when your rabbis or when your bishops, when your priests change the rules according to their whims and fancies, that means you are making them the deity. Allah alone gives the rules. And if you turn away, this verse says, then say to them, testify that we have submitted to Allah. We do not change our religion, our way doesn't change due to time, due to period, due to people. No, Islam is one and the same for all times, for all periods, for all communities, for all regions, for all races. So when Hazrat Hatib came to Muqawqis, Muqawqis welcomed him. And Hazrat Hatib presented Islam very, very wisely to him. He said to him, remember there was a man who ruled Egypt before you. He claimed to be the mighty Lord, Annahu Rabbul A'la, but Allah punished him. Allah took care of him. Allah took revenge from him. We should take lesson from him. A wise man takes a lesson from the other. And we shouldn't make mistakes that we die in the wrong and others learn from our mistakes. Let's learn from the mistakes of others. فَاعْتَبِرْ بِغَيْرِكَ وَلَا يَعْتَبِرُ غَيْرُكَ بِكَ. Anyway, interestingly, Muqawqis was hearkening to the words of Hazrat Hatib attentively. And then he said, you know what, we have a religion. We'll never leave our religion except for what is better. Anyway, as Hatib noticed the attentiveness, the eagerness of Muqawqis, his zest for the truth, so he explained further. He says, we call you to Islam. Islam suffices for all other creeds because it has everything. It fulfills all what was missed out or whatever mistakes came in throughout the passage of time by the people. Islam corrects that, and Islam perfects the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam is perfect. It is Allah's deen. And then he said, when our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave da'wat, the people who treated him most harsh was the Quraysh, and those who were most hostile were the Jews. But those closest to him, according to the Quran, are the Nasara. By Allah, he says, موسى عليه السلام gave good news of عيسى عليه السلام. And عيسى عليه السلام gave good news of محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Meaning عيسى عليه السلام told the people, ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعدي, that I've come to give you good news of a mighty Nabi to come after me. So we are calling you to the Quran like you call the people of the Torah to the Injil. And every Nabi who lives in a time, those people are his ummah, and it is their duty to follow him. And you are from that those individuals who live in the time of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we are advocating to you that you are living in his time. This is his reign. This is his period. You have to follow him. But we are not saying that you must denounce Al-Masih. But through Islam, we are actually advocating that you believe in Al-Masih alayhi salatu wassalam. So how wisely Hazrat Hatib gave the da'wat so beautifully. I said, I want you to have this discussion with the Christians and so forth. And see how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sent letters. Share good literature. Wherever you travel, keep some. Order it. Have available. And share it with your friends, your colleagues, associates, people you meet on the flight, people you meet wherever you go. Have this intention. Allah will bless. Yeah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sending a letter to invite them to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Mukhukhiz listened to the letter. He was amazed. He even responded to the letter in a very polite manner. He honored Hazrat Hatib radiallahu anhu, and he sent gifts for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Among the gifts were some garments. He also sent a mule that was named Duldul, and he even sent two slave girls, two servants. He showed respect, but there's no report that says that he embraced Islam at the time. But he did say to Hazrat Hatib that really, you are very wise, and you've come from the wisest of people. Anta Hakim, ja'a min indi Hakim. Who were these slave girls? One was Hazrat Maria bin Shim'un, radiallahu anha, and the other was her sister Sirin. This was a white mule called Duldul, and this remained for long after Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's departure from this transitory world. Even in Hazrat Muawiyah's time, this Duldul was still there. There was also a slave that came among the gifts called Ma'mur. Anyway, alhamdulillah, Hazrat Maria, on her return, also embraced Islam. Allahu Akbar. How fortunate was Hazrat Maria that Allah chose her, subhanallah, to bear the child of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She became later on the mother of Hazrat Ibrahim radiallahu anhu. How much of joy she brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was about 60 at the time. And subhanallah, this brought lots of joy to him, alhamdulillah. He had lost all of his children besides Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. Now Allah blessed him with another child, Ibrahim. This brought so much of joy to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke highly of the people of Egypt because of Ibrahim and because of Hazrat Maria radiallahu anhuma, and also because of Hazrat Hajar, who was the mother of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. And Hazrat Hajar also came from Egypt. That's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Sahaba radiallahu anhum that when you take deen to Egypt, be good to the people there, because they have dhimma. Dhimma is Christians, non-Muslims who live under Muslims' protection in lands ruled by Muslims. So they have dhimma and they have rahim. Rahim is family ties, and that refers to Hazrat Hajar. Due to that relationship, show kindness to the people of Egypt. The other report says they have dhimma, they are non-Muslims under our control, so we will rule the lands with justice and be fair even with the non-Muslims. And also they have sihran, marital relationship, meaning they have some sort of relationship with the Muslims due to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Mubarak Maria radiallahu anha hailing from the community of Egypt. Interestingly, just recently I was on this flight, and not far from me was a Jewish family. So we introduced, and he told me his name is Yusuf. Yusuf. So I said, is this Yusuf? He says, yes, yes, Joseph in English, and Yusuf in Arabic, Yusuf in Hebrew. And then we got speaking, and then he had six children, and he mentioned the names of his children. One of their names was Sha'ya, meaning Isaiah. So in the discussion, cutting a long story short, So I mentioned to him that, you know, look at the justice of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he asked his companions, that tell me, who is the noblest of people? And they responded, that you teach us, O Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, it is Yusuf alayhi salam, Yusuf the son of Yaqub alayhi salam, who's the son of Ishaq alayhi salam, who's the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam acknowledged to the greatness of a man who greatness is due to. He mentioned the greatness of Hazrat Ishaq, Hazrat Yusuf, Hazrat Yaqub. Now tell me, in the Old Testament, it's clear in Genesis 17:20 that Allah says to Ibrahim that I will make Ishmael a great nation. So I'm saying, what does that mean? Yeah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is acknowledging to the greatness of these mighty men of Allah. What about acknowledging to one who is also mentioned in the Old Testament, where clearly Allah says to Ibrahim, Genesis 17:20, I will make Ibrahim a great nation, and his progeny will bear the fruit, and so forth. I mentioned quite a bit to him. Then I said to him, that what about the verse in Deuteronomy 18:18, where Allah says to Musa alayhi salam, because Musa alayhi salam, they love Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. I mentioned to him, Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is mentioned in the Quran 136 times. Now in the flight, I wasn't speaking so loud to disturb people or to make them object, nor was I speaking so soft, so that those who wanted to hear could at least hear. And alhamdulillah, a few others heard the discussion later on. They were Christians. They said to me, we heard that discussion. It was so interesting. Because the Christians accept the Old and the New Testament, and it's all in one volume. The Jews only accept the Old Testament. So Deuteronomy 18:18, Allah says to Musa alayhi salam, I will send to them a prophet like you, like unto thee, Moses. So the final Nabi will be like Musa alayhi salam. And he will be from their brethren. And he will not speak of his own accord, but what I put in his mouth, he shall speak. So I asked him, see these three prophecies. Who is like Moses? I left him to think. And the brothers of the Israelites is who? Isaac's brother. His elder brother was Ishmael. So who does this refer to? And he will not speak of his own accord, but what I put in his mouth, he shall speak. And in this, I mentioned to him that, see, in the Bible, it's clear that Hazrat Abraham, alayhi salam, was 86 when Hazrat Ismail was born. So Hazrat Ismail, for a long time, for 14 years, was the only son of Ibrahim, alayhi salam. And the Bible even mentions the 12 sons of Hazrat Ismail, alayhi salatu wasalam. So he says, yes. And in this, I was mentioning, one of the sons is Qaydar. Okay, he listened. And in that, I'm telling him, but you know, in the Bible, there's a chapter called Isaiah. He says, yes, my son is named after Isaiah. So, Sha'ya. And subhanAllah, I would request ulama to look at this in the tafsir of Ibn Kathir under the verse, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashshiran wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi'idhnihi wa sirajan munira. Under this verse, there's an amazing report that Allama Ibn Kathir brings, where Allah says to Hazrat Sha'ya, An qum fi qawmika bani Israel. Stand up and say to your people, the Bani Israel, فَإِنِّي مُنْتِقٌ لِسَانَكَ. I will make you speak. I will make the words come out of your mouth. And Hazrat Shaya now advocates and speaks about the final Nabi of Allah and how he will never be vulgar, and he will not scream in the bazaar, and he will be polite. Even a bamboo reed will not crackle beneath his feet. He won't stamp his feet on the ground. And even if he passes a lantern, a lamp, it won't, you know, take effect from him passing by arrogantly. Basically, it speaks of his humility and humbleness, and how the report says, أَفْتَحُ بِهِ أَعْيُنًا أُمْيَا وَأَذَانًا سُمَّا وَقُلُوبًا غُلْفًا. This is just for you to see, right? Now, in Isaiah, I'm mentioning to him, Isaiah mentions this prophecy, where this final messenger will be like this and be like that, and he will, through him, Allah Almighty will open blind eyes, deaf ears, sealed hearts, and he will even go to the Gentiles. So I'm saying, who's this who will go to the Gentiles? Meaning he'll go to the whole world. The verse is clear. I'm telling him to check it up. And then it clearly mentions Qaydar. So I'm asking him, do you know who's Qaydar? Because the final Nabi will be, this messenger will be from Qaydar. So I'm asking him, do you know Qaydar? Afterwards, his son said to me, you know, What you said is true, because recently I read the verse in Genesis, the 12 sons of Ismail and one is Qidar. So I told him, I want you to see the verse now in Isaiah. So I gave them a nice message, alhamdulillah, in a polite way. But really, Allah's fadl, I think it hit home, inshallah. Allah give them hidayah, but we can't give hidayah. Allah is the giver. We have to give the dawah, and Allah is the giver of hidayah. Anyway, the discussion continued further. Later, I was going to make my mother's khidmah, and the son passed, and we had another chat, whose name was Isaiah. We had another chat also, alhamdulillah, and I advised him how to find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their books. Allah give us the opportunity. So shukr to Allah, through travels also, there's opportunities where we can share the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. You know, the person flying next to you, buy some coffee, make some ikram, talk to them about Allah's deen. Subhanallah, there was this lawyer who heard our discussion. We were going to another place. And this lawyer said, you know, I agree with everything. But just, you know, I was one step away from embracing Islam. So we asked, what is it? What was it? So that person said, it was just the love of Christ. And I explained to him, like we learned from the Sahabi Hazrat Hatib, how he explained to the ruler, that we are advocating love for Isa alayhi salam. We emulate him. He's one of the great Anbiya alayhi salam. Ulul azmi min al-rusul. Never say to them, he's just a prophet. No, he's one of the mightiest messengers of Almighty, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just a prophet. Then they think somebody ordinary, like who they find some seniors in their churches today also, who they think, na'udhu billah, become prophets through, you know, through curing people and so forth. And most of that is a gag and a trick that people use just to you know, to entice people to pay and give. Allah give us tawfiq to serve His deen. Allah has brought about this month, alhamdulillah. Allah gives us opportunities to serve, to change, to improve. Let's make a difference. Let's make deen our purpose. Let's make deen our goal. And whatever we do of dunya, keep it in mind. It's allowed, but it's our need or necessity, not the purpose. The purpose is Allah's deen. That every person must hear the message of Allah. Every person must hear, who is our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Too much of time has gone by where the world has not heard this message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.